Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chummy, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, dear listeners, and welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe, and let us thank Helmut with a home run, particularly when you speak about EU-AU summit, what was there for Africa, what was there for Namibia too, and also what was there for me as an individual, because whatever happened around you, the world have become a global village, and don't think what is happening in Taipei, what's happening in Australia is far from you. It's equally connected to what you do, what you eat, and also how you adapt. So with Business and Economic Segment, as it has always been the case, this is a platform that we discuss everything that is related to bread and butter issues. So we understand most of you are on your way home. Some of you are driving to work too. Some of you are working, night shift. And also some of you are relaxing. Some of you are out. Some of you are waiting for the a good and Black Friday. And you are waiting to spend and also buy things at understandable price. But, what is very important and what has been the discussion of the week is regional and local authority elections. And we are seeing the results. The results are coming out. Some of them were expected. Some of them are surprising. You see you have new sheriffs in town. But we are still waiting for the final, analyzed and official results to see who is in, who is out. And the only question that we need to ask ourselves is that what happened then? What happened then after victory, after defeat? What happened then when those who fund the campaign, they go back to their office? Those who were on the ground, they go back to their houses? New leaders are on board. Some retain their positions. Some they go home. Some they go home forever, and also some who make a political comeback. But the question has always been to say, what happened then? What are we going to do new? And we see political analysis there, especially when it comes to voter apathy, and also what discourages voters to go and vote, and what can be done moving forward. And it's also very important to make sure that we celebrate with cautious, not really to go to that extent of seeing each other as enemies. But politics, as they say, is a game. You must be able to understand that after all the things, you guys must come together, not only to look each other as bloody or dead enemies, but let's live to that extent of political maturity and also understand that you don't win every day or don't retain position every day, but that level of maturity to see that you need each other in the future. You also need each other not to go to that extent. Yeah. And, before we go to the conversation for today, I was, looking at, South Africa presidency, especially, the letter they released after Donald Trump said South Africa is not welcome to the next year, G20. And, I realized that South Africa presidency, I think, they also have ground, and the art of writing is also tell you some high level of maturity. But as Vusi Tembekwa also indicated that with the tension between South Africa and also the United States of America is not to get over with soon, but it's also to see what will happen in 21st century, to see global realignment, and also how is the impact of retaliation going to impact those who are on the ground. Because sovereign nation, one-on-one, to see who is who, and also to look at what will happen in the future. Yeah, and today, we want to speak about the importance of simplification of data and information. So you understand data and information, they are cousin, And in definition of data, these are just, you know, raw, can be statistics, can be unorganized, you know, content. But when you analyze and organize them, you write them into reports, so they become information, they start having meanings, they become information. But we are going to the extent of why is it matter to simplify information? Why does it matter to make sure that those publication reports that organizations and institutions, they print so much with so much money, they become useful? Those strategic plans, those annual reports, they become so useful, not only to a certain level of the population, but they become so useful to everybody out there, particularly those who need those information, particularly to an ordinary people on the ground, to the young people, to the, you know, vendors, and also those who are seeking information, because information is the greatest weapon that people can use to fight poverty. People can use to get opportunities, economic insight. People can use to do investment, economic insight. People that they can use to do research and also to help their government, to help their constituency. But now, the discussion for today is based on the fact that when you look at institution of influence, you look at the banks, you look at SOEs, some of them, they are doing great work. But how is their level of communication? I'm speaking this because I'm in the field of information and I've seen a lot of variable documents around there, variable information, but I cannot simplify all of them. I cannot get time and give attention to all of them. But my question has always been to say, when you see officials, when you see corporate individuals, when you see leaders within various sectors presenting this information, and in presenting this information, they speak about sustainable development, they speak about inclusion of, you know, young people, youth, and also the small-scale business people, then you are asking yourself to say, if I take this report, this thick report, and I take it to the vendor to say, part of the decision made in this meeting, you were supposed to get this amount of money, or part of the decision made there is that this discussion or this presentation was used on your name, and you are a beneficiary to this, you know, sector of the economy. But do we have that in Namibia? Do we have people who go beyond offices, beyond office discussion, beyond, you know, presentations, and also beyond, you know, a high level engagement? How do information disseminated down, to ordinary people? Do we have some level of digesting, simplifying those, economic information? Because, how do you know where the water is if you do not, understand the route to the well or the road to the borehole? How do you know that? How do you know that where the fruits are if you do not understand the roads to the garden or to the forest, to the nearby forest where you can gain fruits? That is why it's always very important to look at how we can simplify information, because when you look at right information, access to information, I'm not saying everybody has I'm not saying you have a right to access all information. We have confidential information. We have information which protects the state, for example, that cannot be used by everybody. You have, you know, personal information you can differentiate. But there are economic information. There are economic data. How would you know about what Namibia is trading at what rate if you don't read international trade statistics, for example? How will you know what farmers need in the northern part of Namibia, in the southern part of Namibia, if you do not read report on agronomic board? But the other way is also this. How will somebody know if those information are not brought, are not simplified to him or her? Because the very important thing that we need to do is to make sure that if we really want development, the fact that now we are done with electing those who are going to lead us. Now is the time for practical implementation of what has been stated. But you cannot have practical implementation of what has been stated if you do not read, if you do not, simplify or understand the levels of understanding of people that you are working with, particularly in the developmental sector. And, you give them right information that they can be able to use, because that can, and is the only way that, Namibians, we can move from, not really to say from the level of ignorance, but from talking and also doing the work. Because if you have right information, you can also be able to follow up. Because some people who do not want to be held accountable, they dodge on policies and documents. But if you read those policies and documents, you can be able, you can be able to make sure that you hold them accountable, and you find a way that you are able to work together in those developmental projects. I'm saying this because, not only because of an event today, because I got an opportunity today. I went to, there was a launch of a fourth project on marine resources on blue economy by Bengera Convention. And this is, it's an institution formed under the Treaty of Namibia, South Africa, and Angola. On marine resources. And I was so surprised to see that the launch of a fourth, a project. And when you read the documents, when you see presentation, you'll be able to realize that this is not only a high level, engagement, but is part of other right information that, I don't think even people understand that. There are provision that small scale business person who are in the fishing sector, in the marine sector, can be able to benefit in terms of training or in terms of one way or the other. I don't think they have that information. And I don't think, even if they are part of the discussion, I don't think majority of them, they are part of that discussion. Then my question is that, why do we have so much variable information that can be used by people to benefit, but not everybody is able to get those information? Why do I have to impress my trade partner or partners that we are together in a convention on the way I write those documents and reports, but I'm not making the real project succeed in terms of giving this information to the right people? And even if now these people have access to those documents, how many of them understand? We speak more about, I'm always referencing BON because they have a very good strategic financial sector transformation plan. And in that strategy, they speak more on financial inclusion, financial literacy, and all these things. But when you take that document written in an economic content and you give it to somebody in Opuo who is a kelta held, and telling this person to say, no, you are unbanked people, and there are some processes in new development that will make you to have access to finance, for example, and there are things in process. How many of them have heard of that? How many of them? People will be shocked and surprised. Why am I saying this? Look at the election process. Analysts are saying some young people, they feel that they are not going to vote because they are disappointed on how it has been for the past 5 years. But what is very interesting is this one. Now, It's not about ignorance. It's about how information was delivered to those people. How come you went to university, you went to a college, you have a degree. Some of people have master's degree, but you do not understand the process of voting. You don't understand that denying, voting does not express your view. And you become a barrier to economic development. How many of people understand the value of simplified information? How many of people, you just get time to read one. I'm not saying you must go and read everything so you get out of order. But how many of you take time and read a certain report about economic affairs? You read it, you put it there, you come back tomorrow, then you see, what can I get from this? And I read few documents from investment board that speak more on entrepreneurship and investment. Then I also ask myself to say, while we have a lot of these things happening and going on in Namibia, are we really taking opportunity to go on the ground where the people are? Are we really taking that opportunity to go on the ground where the people are so that they can get those information? What level of information dissemination do we have in Namibia? And how should we improve on that? Because if we don't improve that, we might all be in Namibia. We may talk about the same thing, but our level of operation, we are operating at a different frequency. We are operating completely at a different frequency. You may think when you are explaining oil and gas at a national conference, somebody, a boiler maker understand his role at that sector. You may think, when you speak about this fancy way of, access to value chain and all these things, you may think people understand. But what you don't check with is at what level are we? Are we operating at the same frequency? You may think when somebody is, or somebody has a degree, understand everything. But what you did not know is at what frequency are we operating on? And what you do not know also is that, what quality of education that person got. Did that person got education to pass or got education to be curious and also to have quality, information to use them properly? Have you ever met somebody who went to school, who has a certificate, who has a diploma, but cannot remember what he learned? There are a lot of them. And you are also wondering, how come you say, what you said you were away? No, you were at college, you were at Ngwediva College as a PETD student, or you were at a certain university, you got a degree, you got a diploma, you made trade. But how come you are not able to remember that? What formula was used for you to get to that? And what motivation did you get for you to go through that? Or you were just studying for the sake of, passing through? But the main conversation that we have here is that for us to convince, for example, young people to come and vote, we must understand the content of information that we transfer, the form of information that we transfer. Are this information simplified enough? Are we operating at the same frequency? You understand that gaps are there in terms of understanding, in terms of interaction of institutions. I see a lot of people are blaming ECN, but there is a lot of things that we need to do to make sure that we got right information, because we are lacking behind in a lot of things. And if we are continue to be like this, and believe me, 2030 will be a dream like many other dreams that we have. But we can only do that if we develop a formula that we can use to make sure that right important information, they are not only spoken about at boardroom, they are not only spoken about at the national event, but they are simplified to the regions, to the constituency, to a community, meeting under the tree in a vernacular language. And that is the only way that we are going to move forward. Because remember, when the late Dr. Gainkop, may his soul rest in peace, came up with this beautiful plan of Harambee Prosperity Plan 1 with a very good design of a Namibian house. Namibians, middle class, the academics, the students, they were interested in reading, and they understand, most of them understood what was going on when Namibia was going, very beautiful plan of eradication of poverty and all these things. But when you go down to the levels of the frequency of understanding within Namibians, you'll be able to realize that some people misinterpret, or it was not simplified to a community level. Just because you understand doesn't mean that, just because you understand it at academic level doesn't mean that an ordinary person at the village understand it. That's why up to now you have people who are saying Harambe is foot. Go and ask them. They say, no, we want Harambe. His foot and money. They say, no, Gengob was a very good person, he gave us Harambe. And I asked you, what is Harambe? You even find those educated ones say, no, Harambe is foot. And when you go deep, you realize to say Harambe is not foot. It's a name of a strategy, it's a name of a plan. That did not even start with Namibia. And you can go back to the name itself, to the founders. What does it mean? Could it be that the late Gengob had a very good plan for Namibia? It's only because we failed to understand where we were going and our role in that plan. Could it be that he had a very good plan? Could it be that if we are not continue to simplify information like in NDP6, where our current person wants us to go, could it be that we are going to end up in the same situation? And I want you to just for argument's sake, for us to transform from the politics of politicking to the politics of development. I have seen a lot of young people across the board, all the political parties in Namibia, take NDP6. Take any, all the party agents, just an exercise, a research, and ask them to say, what do you understand from NDP6? Yes, you did very well within the democratic process of voting, but do you understand anything about NDP6? Do you understand your role in NDP6? And you come back to me, you'll be shocked. You'll be shocked. How many of us operate at the same frequency? How many of us have a little understanding of what's happening in the economy and understand our role? And if you continue to be like this, as I indicated, things will not move until we come to the point of understand our role as citizens, understand our role as institutions, and most importantly, the fight that we are fighting, the war that we are in, we are in an economic war that has to be fought by those who have access to economic intelligence, to economic information, those who have not only access but also understand what they can practice within that sector. Other than that, the political game has been fought. It has been fought and won, and political freedom, we got it. But how do we raise a nation that does not operate at the same rate? Could it be that maybe SOEs, other interventions, they are coming from a very good heart, like the youth fund of 257 million? Could it be that it's a very good initiative and a very good plan? But could it be that still those who are supposed to benefit are not... the information is not well simplified to them. Because you will be shocked. You will be shocked. You pump more money in the nation, but with the little simplified information, then your economic inequality will not change. Your unemployment will not change. And you'll be shocked. So let's go to Credit Express. Then we continue.
Time for the big visit back home this festive, and the funds are low. Take control with Express Credit. Tick off your wish list. Visit expresscredit.com.na or call 9500-500. Same day approval. Easy loans from 3,000 to 32,000.
Purane ngeno wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo IGL FM otuna evi toda njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nene uto otukwetira o special ngeza shake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumuna oijawiri nawa ninge pata fano Monica ko Eagle FM on the right team body here no la natu here body no here ile ko berewa mara hetatu natu body o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? Either a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinte nuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chami, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the R.
Yeah, Tatenas like saying, how do you give a tender to somebody that does not have capacity to build? The same thing, how do you give funds to somebody who does not have required, economic insight to make impact? Because for us to move forward, we need to get away from a level of ignorance, and we also need to make sure that coherence in terms of policy, institutions, and the people, and also the process are there. Because what is making it difficult for us to move forward, it has been stated before. It has been stated in 2022. It has also been stated in this, year 2025. Studies have been done to say one of the problems of underdevelopment in Africa and one of the problems of, delivering on national policies is a gap between, institutions and the lack of coherence in terms of policies and in terms of policies and implementation and competing institutions. Have you ever seen in Namibia where you have various institutions which are doing almost the same thing but they have different names, different offices, different names of roles? Then you are asking yourself, how are we going to move in the same direction if we are at that point? So, then we can come back to access to information. I have seen it. You go to, I've worked with an international institution, and you know, I have seen that, you know, access to information in Namibia is not a real problem. The problem is communication of information and simplification of information. Communication and simplification of information. You know, I remember there was a time, we went to ECB, and, you know, it was, I don't want to say I was new, but I knew about the industry before, but I did not have right information and right concepts. Then I have to listen to the presentation about, you know, proposal of increment of electricity and all these things. And one of my colleagues asked a question. Then it was a question that is, you know, I don't know how to say it's a very good question. It's a question which shows that there is hardness or is difficult from the point of corporate communicating to the information givers in a way that even if you find it very difficult for me as a journalist to simplify those very technical terms to you, how about an ordinary person just reading a report? I am not saying institution must not be you know, professionals within their technical languages, but what I'm saying is that there must be a very good difference between a corporate environment and engagement with clients and ordinary people. Because when people have enough information, imagine a bank, any bank, which providing a program of giving assistance to anybody who need assistance, can be financial access, can be loans, can be, you know, additional, you know, benefits to these people. But the way of communication, the contracts are not simplified. You know, sometimes, why do you think some people end up in debts? Could it be that the contract that they sign into, what they read is only that they want money at a certain interest, but they don't read everything? You know that some people, they lost their position because contracts, they don't read the terms and conditions. They don't get time. They just sign here. Do you know that no one is going to do anything to you if you say, I need somebody to explain to me what I'm getting into? And it's part of economic information. And it's not the role of somebody who is in that business to make sure that you read a certain contract. It's up to you for you to read that contract. People go, they get loans, they go to the bank, they get loans, they just say, sign here. But you don't know that if you don't do what's supposed to be done, somebody can come and repossess your possession. After 2 months or 3 months, you don't read that, but you sign on it. Because if you want to get the economic right, we must be able to get to liberate ourselves from mental slavery and also from the spirit of ignorance, and also come to the point of understanding each other. I understand, and we know that we are at different levels of understanding of issues. There are those of who are on top of us, who have intellectual knowledge, but at the end of the day, the question that everybody wants to answer is that, how should we develop our country at all sectors? How should I advance human development at, you know, all sectors? How should I promote food security in Namibia? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. How should I improve the quality of education at the primary school level? How should I deal with cybersecurity, which has been around, but because of lack of information, people don't know who, when, and how things should be done. So those are the things that we are thinking about to say, what is the necessity of information simplification and studying of developed countries in different regions of the world? One of the commonalities is understanding of a common agenda. when presenters are giving an example of a cleaner at NASA answering a question to say they are taking a man to the moon. That is how coordinated is an institution is. If a security guard at NAMPOWER is answering you to say, we are keeping the light on, that is coherence of information. If a taxi driver is answering you to say, we are developing the country by sending these doctors and nurses and artisans to school, that is a level of, understanding that you must be on. But if you are just, I'm just taking this kid to school to get my money, and you don't know where we are connected. And if a police officer is saying, we are building the economy of this country, instead of saying, my job is to catch criminals. If your job is to catch criminals, what does success means to you? If you don't understand, what does success mean to you? It means that to catch 20,000 criminals, you expand correctional services, and the working force of Namibia go down, and somebody come from outside Namibia to come and take our jobs. Instead of saying we are preventing crimes so that the economy can thrive, we are connecting security and the economy. But we can only come to that level if you understand each other. Because uncoordinated institutions can be very chaotic, because everybody is a chief on his own. So, dear listeners, it's 42 minutes past the hour of 6. You can still engage us in the studio. You can give your input at 083-288-401-083-288-401. Today we are speaking about the importance of simplification of data and information. Importance of simplification of data and information, and how should we operate at the same frequency? How should we understand each other and know where we are moving into? Because if we are not able to, you can come back at 083-288-401 so that you can give your input, you can ask your questions, you can give your contribution. Good evening, how are you?
Good evening, Shombe, how are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing, say?
Fine, thank you.
Mm.
That topic, ne?
Mm.
I always thought poverty is when there's lack of
food,
access to financial resources,
yeah,
and food and other issues,
yeah.
And I think many other people also think that poverty is just when you don't have money. Doesn't matter whether you have a let's say an asset like a land.
Yeah.
So, for example, now, and then you say, I'm living in poverty and things like that. But then I discovered that lack of information is the greatest poverty.
Uh-huh.
Lack of information, talk less of simplifying the information or interpreting it in the way they can be well understood, by many people. And this is the information that we use, of course, to interpret it and then apply this information to solve our problems.
Look, before we go forward, are you listening to the radio or to the app? Hello?
I do listen to both.
No, what are you listening to today?
So
I want to ask you a question. It's not related to the conversation.
So now I'm listening to the radio.
But were you hearing me properly?
Yeah, because you started with the information.
No, I'm just talking about in terms of the voice projection. Were you hearing me?
Yeah, I was hearing you very well.
Oh, okay, let's continue. Mm.
Yeah, I was hearing you very well.
Okay.
Yeah, because you did talk about all these global dynamics and all this.
Because I asked the question not related to the content, because there are some people who are saying the different part of Namibia, they are not hearing me properly, but let's continue with the conversation. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now lack of information is a serious problem.
Okay.
So because I know very well that in this platform, yeah, we are hearing all kind of information in the one that are being projected through all these things. And these are very important documents that you are putting them on. We're reading them.
Yeah.
Europe and European Union, Namibia, and all these things.
Mm.
Like we are saying, it's up to us to broaden the scope.
Mm-hmm.
So even the cybersecurity that you always talk about.
Yeah.
And these are things when it sounds, when you say now cyber crime.
Yeah.
These things, they sound very strange to us.
Yeah, they're very strange. And we don't even have them in our vernacular language. They are becoming so strange, even if you put them in your vernacular language. I remember I was speaking on, I think it's Ongundana thing, then you have to simplify to say what is a reparate. You have to find a way on how to make people understand so that they can come to the point of engaging. But we know reparate is very important, but it's very difficult for people to get into that technical term. And when an economist is presenting, for example, in front of a TV about reparates, the importance of that, it's only those who are in the corporate industry, maybe the few section of those who are in that field of economics and finance that they can understand him or her very well. But what about what is the impact of a reparate to somebody who is at Rundu, deep down the village there?
Ordinary people.
Yeah.
So ordinary people is including ourselves.
And sometimes we speak. We think we are speaking to people, but we are speaking to ourselves and few of our colleagues who are in the same field. Yeah.
So many times because. Yeah. Now, when you talk about cybercrime, cybersecurity and all these things,
yeah.
We are talking about last time, we were talking about the basic bank service,
yeah.
All this, how vulnerable are we are, our community, and the threat of this cybersecurity. And these things, for us, we are just getting to know them now. We don't even know them. We are making ourselves aware because they come with your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
They come in your thing, and then you look at it, and how this outwind, how the human rights and protection of these things. And then when you now look and listen to Minister of Information.
Yeah.
And the House is now talking about formulating up our legal framework. All those regulatory and see how it is. You know this kind of very critical thing. How do you then, so it's very, very, very difficult for us to understand.
Mm-hmm. Now, what can we do now?
No, you should be calling them also to say, yeah, this is where we are. I know there was a time you called that doctor. The one who was talking about protecting your information, and how you really need to maneuver and navigate some of these things.
Yeah.
Do you think we are able to navigate some of these things without this information disseminated to us and made it so simple for us to understand?
Even written in Kwekwe Hwab, in Oshivambo, in Afrikaans, and in Oshierero to say, oh, cyber security, to no kuronga no cyber security, and all those things.
Can you find out from Dr. the one who is the lecturer, the one at the UNAM who is responsible for that indigenous language.
Yeah.
I forget the name, it will come.
Mm.
So that is that not a market, actually?
Come again?
For you to translate, is that not a market?
No, it can
capitalize on.
It can be a market, but it's not really something that you can capitalize because it's something that need to be done for everybody. Yes, if you take it as a market, it's good.
We
yeah.
have to learn that language. Let's say now we have the knowledge of the vernacular language, the Kwekwe, and all this is what we have mentioned.
Yeah.
And then we now grow. Because our people are entitled to this information. So you have to provide this information. And if there's somebody that can now convince Honorable Minister Emma Theophilus that yes, this information here, this is no use for you to have it like that. Can you then translate it in the language? Can you subsidize our activities that are going to go in there? And then you now get your direction or advice. Because there are few people who are actually learning this language at the university level. Very few. Oshindonga and Oshkwanyama. Very few. That's why you have a lack of teachers who are in your indigenous languages. They are not few. They are very few. They could be going there down like where is it? It's Corikas.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Somewhere there.
Yeah.
So I think information is not getting through.
Yeah.
Even if it's getting through, the simplified ones.
Yeah.
Might not be, you know, it's also giving us a head of the head about big masters.
The simplified information are the one which are supposed to get to us first, especially if I'm an ordinary person on the ground, so I can be able to move development, because up to now there is still a gap. Even when you look at election information, even when you look at the people's view and reasoning, how can you be telling people that you are so educated? You went to any university, any college, you have a certificate and a diploma, but you are reasoning to say not voting is denying somebody, is a resistance, is punishing somebody. How can you reason like that? There must be something wrong with simplification of information on civic education.
If the person did not vote, you say you are denying him what?
No, it's like I'm punishing those who did not give development.
You are punishing those who did not give development.
One of the reasons that the young people gave, and I want you to get me very correctly, one of the reasons that young people gave that they are not going to vote is that even if they vote, people don't bring development. Then my concern is this, to say, how can you reason like that if you are if you are so educated? And that is, it's actually a wrong reasoning. And we are saying it could be that there is a huge gap in civic education. That is why. That is why. Even simplification of what is voting, what is the necessity of voting, what does it mean to be a citizen? That is the reason we are in this situation of so concerned.
You are the one who are failing your job.
Come again?
You are the one who are failing your job.
What do you mean by you?
All of us, because so now if this information can be simplified, and I know there are people who know some of those concepts in your language, in our language. And if we ponder together, and many other people, because who is going to do this civic education? So sometimes, you know, in the old times, even Namcor, even anyway, you can also, the only private school that we have seen from the beginning, most of the time here, it's either for our expatriate, Zimbabwe, the other ones, and all these other ones.
That's why
they are talking about lack of early childhood development center in the area. Because it's only the urban area. So I think for us, some of those things, if you come up with your viable plan and say, I'm going to add or complement some of this program that Katekatenda is also holding, but we need the ones like the brother was talking about in school. You know, when I was teaching, and then you come to political area. Well, this way you now have a problem, and you see the children do not understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Only that they understand that, yes, this is democratic, and it's my right. Even to stand and shout on the teacher, it's my right.
Okay.
That right does not correspond to their obligation. They will not understand. That's why I don't know. So maybe I don't know how to do it, how it can be done. But all I'm saying is that engagement and some kind of deliberate effort to put program these things.
Yeah.
Even in school, you can do it.
Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. Yes, we are 5 minutes before we give the mic to Mtumwa. Before we give the mic to Mtumwa, today we are speaking with we are speaking on simplification of information, information, especially when it comes to economic information. And in this regard, we are speaking about, what can we do to make sure that we don't only have access to information, but we also make sure that we simplify those information to ordinary people on the ground, particularly those critical information that can assist us to move to, Vision 2030 and beyond, for us not to end up saying Harambe Prosperity Plan is food relief, but for us to have a general understanding on developmental priorities and also what is our role, and also to bring institutions together to say, yes, you can speak at a professional level, at your level of operation, but if you are giving information to an ordinary person, to somebody who is on the ground, you must be able to come down and even go to those vernacular language, so that people are not only coming to meetings so they can clap hands, and coming to meetings so that they can get food, but coming to meetings so that they move with the same, on the same direction. The correlation or the commonalities of developed nations is that they are moving the policies, the planners, the institution, agencies, private sector, and citizens. They are moving in the same direction because they understand each other. Because if you are in a house and everybody is speaking a different language, how are you going to accomplish what you are doing at home? How are you going to do house chores? You are not going to do anything because everybody has their own understanding. How are you going to move to the same direction if you are in a bus, but somebody is going to Kietman shop, another person is going to Okahanja, another person is going to Vavis, but they are not speaking the same language? How are you going to understand each other? You will just end up pushing and pulling each other until to the point that, you collapse that journey, or you collapse that, or you end up not going where you want to, where you want to get into. So, while we have 1 minute, maybe the question is, what can be done? Number one is quality education. We must assess our education to say, are we still teaching children to memorize, or we are teaching them to understand? Are we giving students at university, at college, assignments so that they can just Google, or we want them to understand? How are we balancing between human intelligence and also artificial intelligence? Are we just publishing documents for the sake of publishing them, or do we have readers out there? Are we just publishing them to cover what we need to do, or do we have readers out there who understand? And also, when you are publishing something, do you want to be professional? Do you want to impress your trade partner, or you want to make sure that whatever you do at the highest level is felt by somebody at the lowest level, at the edge of economic development, to make sure that they are included? You know, there was a time I attend stakeholders engagement twice within city of Windhoek, and I started understanding how things are operating at that level. Then you see that corporate people, they presented their corporate issues with the highest level. Then you find a certain person from a certain association who ask a question, you don't even know where you are going, and you're also stuck. And you're asking yourself to say, what is the reason of having this stakeholders engagement if the level of communication, we are not at the same frequency? But I think that is a point that we need to work on and move forward. So, dear listeners, we are coming to the end of our conversation. And from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around, And I'm leaving you in the good hands of Mtuma team. And bye-bye.